from RadioSt.Pete.com, a special broadcast from downtown St. Petersburg from the offices of Eagle Datagistics. Here is Dean Logan.
Hello, and welcome to Job Talk. I'm your host, Dean Logan. This is the first show, and thank you for joining me. I'm broadcasting from the conference room of the spectacular office of Eagle Datagistics, who's celebrating over 10 years in business as one of the top Oracle Gold partners in the Southeast. You should check out their website at www.eagledatagistics.com for all of your hardware, software, disaster recovery, DBA services, and recruiting needs. We're overlooking the pier and have a wonderful view of Albert Woodhead Airport, Dolly Museum, and downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. I want to thank very much all of the Eagles, and especially Chuck Egerter, for allowing us to do the program here. A little background about me. I've been thinking about developing a radio program since coming to St. Pete a little while ago, and I'm very thankful for this opportunity. I noticed that there were a lot of great shows on local radio, but none of them were really talking about jobs, at a time when the topic of jobs is foremost in most everyone's minds in St. Pete as well as the rest of the country. I think the time is right for a show like Job Talk. My goal is simple, to bring as many employers and employees together as possible and, in the process, showcase St. Petersburg and the surrounding areas and all it has to offer. My background has been in the recruiting and staffing business in both corporate and agency environments for many years, and it's helped me understand hiring from both the job seeker and an employer's perspective. The most rewarding part of my profession has always been truly helping both candidates and companies in their growth. Job Talk is an extension of that spirit of helping and is designed to be a forum for companies to talk about their history, culture, goals, and everything else, including, of course, jobs. It will also allow job seekers an awareness of opportunities within several industries in and around St. Petersburg. My guests will be the CEOs, operations, and human resources professionals who are best qualified to share how potential candidates, vendors, and others who want to establish a relationship with them can do so. Along the way, I get a chance to meet some wonderful people. And on that note, I'd like to introduce you to my first guest, who definitely fits that description. And it is because of his help and guidance that Job Talk is being broadcast today. And I can't thank him enough. He's a successful entrepreneur and corporate executive with nearly 40 years of experience in franchising, advertising, sales, and broadcasting. Prior to retiring from Valpak as president in 2010, he led the company through 14 years of record growth, helping to drive system-wide revenues to well over $400 million in print and digital advertising sales and to a position as one of America's most admired franchise systems. He continues to serve as a senior advisor to the company today. After retiring as Valpak president in 2010, he returned to broadcasting, producing two seasons of radio play-by-play for the Carolina Mudcats, the AA affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds, and recently served as executive producer for the 89th annual East-West Shrine Game radio network he created for the Shriners Hospitals for Children. That has grown to 40 radio stations nationwide and plans to grow larger in 2015. He's also made several play-by-play radio appearances for the Durham Bulls, the Rays AAA top minor league affiliate, and he's also active in his local community, recently founding a 24-hour online and mobile device radio station targeting St. Petersburg, Florida, and the Tampa Bay beaches, Radio St. Pete. The station will also be heard on FM radio this fall. And it is my honor to welcome the very first guest to Talk, Joe Bordeaux. Welcome, Joe.
Yeah, thank you, Dean. This is an absolutely spectacular place to be sitting, and for our listeners, before we get into the Job Talk part of the interview, I think we should say why we're here, and that is that a new studio for RadioSt.Pete.com is being established here in downtown St. Petersburg. We're on the 10th floor of some prime office space here. It's absolutely beautiful at Eagle Datagistics. We have a 180-degree view of Tampa Bay on a spectacular, gorgeous day on the Florida Sun Coast. And on a regular basis, Dean will be interviewing some of the corporate leaders in the area about jobs, and we're very excited to have Dean's program as part of our schedule going forward. So that's why we're here, to hook up the equipment, make sure it's working, and also have a conversation live here on Radio St. Pete. So with that, Dean. You are the interviewer.
Well, very good, Joe. And thanks again for joining me today.
Yeah.
I'd like to talk about your time at Valpak and your experience in the franchise business, as well as what you're doing today. Mm-hmm. So tell me, Joe, how did you get started in the franchise business?
Well, I was in radio through college up in Virginia, and then moved over for 5 years to Stanton, Virginia, where I worked at a local radio station and was the morning announcer for a couple of years and sales guy, and ended up being the station manager at WTON in Stanton, Virginia, a fine radio station that did community service and news and public affairs. And then moved to Richmond with the intention of going to work at WRVA, which was the 50,000-watt voice of Virginia, and instead got a Valpak envelope one day in my mailbox and was curious about it because it had a St. Petersburg, Florida address on it. I called the number, spoke to the guy who had become the local distributor in Richmond, Virginia. This is 1977, and turns out he was a graduate of the Darden School of Business at UVA, graduate business school, MBA, had worked on Wall Street, and was now a Valpak coupon distributor. And that got my curiosity up, because I had gone to Virginia but not the business school. And we got together for lunch, and that began a partnership that lasted about 17 years. We developed distributorships and franchises of Valpak in Virginia, West Virginia, and Tennessee. And then in 1991, Cox Enterprises acquired Valpak based here in St. Petersburg, and I got a phone call of whether I might like to work at corporate headquarters. That led to about, I'm losing track of time here. 18 years or so at corporate headquarters. I became president of Valpak in 96 and retired in 2010. And today I am a franchise consultant working for several different franchisors as well as suppliers to the franchising industry, in addition to starting up our new local radio station here, Radio St. Pete.
Wow, that's very interesting. Mm-hmm. And when you, how many people did you, what kind of people did you hire at Valpak?
Well, back in the day, we had, I can kind of speak to the numbers of what it was a couple of years ago, because there have been some changes as it moves more towards digital. But, there are about 150 or so franchise offices across the country. So we are a franchisor. Valpak is a franchisor. So these are folks who own their territories to operate local Valpak businesses. They, in turn, employ account executives. Here in Florida, we have two facilities currently, one in Largo, which is the corporate office, that marketing department, the franchise development people, the finance people, as well as that big, gigantic building on 275 that many of you drive by if you're listening in the local area, which is the Valpak Manufacturing Center. And that is was built in 2007, 2008, right in there. And that is where the blue envelopes are produced for the whole United States. So there we have guys to run the printing presses. We have the guys running the collating equipment, all of the robotics in that plant. We have an HR function, over there. Of course, all the IT people. We have a wonderful IT department at Valpak to make all the magic happen, both in print and the digital products.
And did you put any programs together to hire people?
Yeah, mostly what I was directly involved with was on the sales side, quite frankly, trying to help our franchisees with their hiring, recruiting, and hiring of account executives across the country, and then the training that was related to that. Of course, Valpak has a very robust human resources department with recruiting and hiring of people to work, in the various positions.
Did you also work with a lot of vendors?
Yeah, and again, it's hard to really encapsulate, so many years. But mm-hmm. A great example was really the building of the Valpak Manufacturing Center. The main vendors for that project, which was about a $250 million project, were, five or six or seven companies from throughout the world. So these vendors came from different cultures, different countries, and they all, through some great leadership, leadership of our team there to build that facility, they had to learn how to work together and integrate their technology, which ultimately was a great success.
And are you still you're still involved with Valpak today?
Very little. Mm-hmm. I'm still senior advisor, and I speak with the president, Michael Vivio. Mm-hmm. Michael is a name who has gotten very well known here in downtown St. Pete in the technology community. Mm-hmm. and involved with the folks here at Eagle and trying to help build the technology world of St. Pete.
So some of the people that are listening may be vendors or mm-hmm. candidates who might have an interest in Valpak or yeah. other similar type of companies. And so what would your advice be to them as to how they might be able to approach the company, or how did mm-hmm. you choose the people that you decided to work with?
Well, there are a number of good answers to that question, but to me, the thing that always impressed me, really two things. One is the research that a candidate had done on the company. So you'd like to have someone sitting in front of you who has taken the time and cared enough to really understand or try to understand what the company is trying to accomplish. And that is not just what it does, but what is happening with it in the current world. Are there changes? Are there their needs? And then so not only is it a knowledgeable applicant, but then someone has a reason to be there. In other words, I'd like to say, I would ask him, why do you want to work here? And you'd like to have somebody give you a specific reason or a specific reason why they're so excited about this job, not just that I need a job.
Right.
Yeah. So, it's nothing really magic there, but I'd like to be able to have – I'd like to feel like they came prepared and that they have a specific reason why they're interested in the particular position that we're interviewing for.
Okay. Now, you're also doing – some work with other organizations, and I mm-hmm. know that in preparing students for work and yeah. things, you're working on with a wonderful institution, the Academy Prep.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Can I talk a little bit about that? Tell me about the work you're doing there.
Yeah, I'd love to. Discovered Academy Prep here in St. Petersburg only about right after I retired from Valpak. I was invited to come down and take a tour. I guess they hoped I would make a contribution, which I did. But beyond that, I went down for the morning convocation and was just blown away by what I saw. This started 16 years ago here in St. Pete. Later, over in Tampa, a separate Academy Prep was built over in Ybor City. The Academy Prep St. Petersburg that I am now the board chair of is down at 22nd Avenue South in St. Pete at 22nd Street. So it's in South St. Pete. And it is a middle school with about 110 kids, 5th through 8th grade. These folks all qualify for free or reduced lunch. So, these are low-income families. These are kids that could be in danger if they don't find Academy Prep. It's extremely rigorous middle school. There are really three pillars of it that are why it's so fantastic. One is a rigorous middle school education. So that means 11 hours a day, 11 months of year, 6 days a week.
11 hours a day.
Exactly. Right.
Wow.
And it's school uniforms, gender separate. Boys are separate from the girls in classes. But in the middle of the afternoon, then there's an enrichment program. And this is really important as well for the kids to learn how to play golf, learn how to play tennis, learn how to play chess. Arts, the music program, a theater program, all happens in the afternoon, and that is co-ed.
Wow.
Sports, of course, a big deal, too. You mm-hmm. know, there's a baseball team and a basketball team. So the kids are learning how to deal in the grown-up world, and that includes walking up to you, looking in the eye, and shaking your hand, which we train them to do as well. So if you come on campus at Academy Prep, a little kid will walk up to you and say, good morning, my name is Dean, welcome to Academy Prep, and look you in the eye, which is really important. And then the third piece of it is graduate support, where we have an endowed program so that when the kids graduate 8th grade, as they did the other night, and as you will hear on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock here on Radio St. Pete, you'll hear a part of the commencement program, which was very inspiring the other night. But when they graduate, then we have a support department that continues to help them with scholarships to high school and later on to colleges. And so we have kids at Shorecrest, to Canterbury, Berkeley Prep. And we're particularly proud to say that for the last 4 years now, 100% of our eighth grade graduates have later graduated high school on time.
That's a great record.
Phenomenal in today's world.
Wonderful, John. Yeah. That's great.
That's
work.
A long answer for Academy Prep. Just turn me on and start me, and I'll.
That's all right.
Okay.
Hey, I appreciate it. And Joe, the other thing I want to talk about, because we're talking about St. Petersburg in general, and what is it that you find? What do you like about St. Petersburg? If you're a company that might be thinking about relocating their corporate offices here.
Oh, good question.
What kind of advice would you give to those people?
Well, I mean, it's spectacular. It's a community that is made up, I don't know the precise numbers, but there are a lot of people who live here because they want to, but they're not from here. You know, there are folks, there's still a lot of people who have moved here, you know, this generation. I'm a good case. I have a couple of children who were born here. But a lot of folks are from other places, and that makes this a very welcoming community. If you want to get involved in life here in St. Pete, it's not like you have to be a sixth generation person in the community. So I think that's a real phenomenal thing. You know, obviously we have great weather. This is an absolutely beautiful place. This is one of the top arts communities in a market our size in the entire United States. With theater, with a marvelous Florida orchestra that plays right here on the bayfront, art galleries, the whole arts community, the local music community. So not only do you have the weather, you have the arts, and of course this is a major league town as well.
And from a corporate point of view, mm-hmm. the taxes, and they're a lot less here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's no private individual state income tax in Florida. There's a lot of things.
And did you find that the talent pool was strong here?
Yeah, and we were back in my Valpak days. You know, obviously we're running a large technology company with a lot of sharp folks, and it's always a challenge to get good people wherever you are in the United States. But obviously, we would have not had the success we had or built that facility that we built without the availability of great talent.
That sounds great, Joe. The next thing I want to talk about a little bit, like I know you're doing some broadcasting for Al Lang and the baseball, play-by-play sports. What kind of work are you doing there?
As I mentioned at the beginning here, I started in radio and enjoyed doing it, moved on, to Valpak and a corporate career, and then in recent years did a little bit of play-by-play for the Carolina Mudcats and the Durham Bulls. But on my list of things to do was, to kind of try to bring a real, true local radio station to St. Pete, one where you are not tied into, the needs to run a big corporate organization. And really try to focus on not even the greater Tampa Bay area, but focus specifically on St. Pete and the beaches, because there is so much going on here. Government, arts, business, sports, lifestyle, what have you. And so about a year ago, we put this Radio St. Pete on the air. We added apps for the Android and Apple devices. And have also partnered up with Rick and Joy Crandall, who were the founders of MusicTampaBay.com, which is kind of an aggregated music site of local musicians. We play their music in the evening. And we will very shortly this summer be making an announcement regarding a new FM station here in St. Pete that'll be on the air sometime this fall. So that this local programming, is going to be available on the FM dial as well as on the Internet.
And we're looking forward to being part of that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Thank you very much for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Joe. Well, great. I think that's about all my questions I have for today.
Yeah.
But, Joe, I really want to thank you very much for your time. It kind of wraps up the first Job Talk interview.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank you, Joe, for joining us and for sharing your expertise with everyone listening. I also want to thank Chuck Egerter for allowing us to use the conference room, this beautiful high-tech Eagle Data Logistics office in downtown St. Petersburg.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank you for listening. This podcast will be available on Radio St. Pete's website,
yep,
as well as Eagle Data Logistics website. And remember, if you're looking for a great city to bring your business, find a job, raise your family, and enjoy a terrific lifestyle, you owe it to yourself to check out St. Petersburg, Florida. So everyone, take care, and until next time we talk about jobs, this is Dean Logan with Job Talk. Goodbye, everybody.